despise control
and desire freedom.
We are all united.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear us? Seems to be the case. My name is Thomas Schneider. I work for the Swiss government, and I'm happy to and honored to be the moderator of this parliamentarian roundtable, which is something that we had already physically 2 years ago in Berlin, where I was also moderating, and I'm happy to do this again. And this time, of course, under the condition or the circumstances that we have a number of colleagues connected via remote, and we have a number of colleagues here. So we're hoping that this will work out nicely, and we trust, of course, the technicians that do a great job, and our Polish host and the UN team, so that this all works out. We only have an hour, so I'll immediately go into presenting our first speaker that we have, which is, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Mr. Ryszard Terlecki. He's the Vice Marshal of the Sejm of Poland. Thank you very much.
Szanowni Państwo, bardzo się cieszę, że mogę uczestniczyć w międzynarodowym spotkaniu z udziałem parlamentarzystów z całego świata. Nasza debata jest kontynuacją, jak i też
gentlemen, I am honored to be able to attend this international meeting with parliamentarians from all over the world. Our debate is both a continuation and a development of the already existing parliamentary path that forms part of the UN Digital Summit. This year's parliamentary debate will be related to legislative solutions promoting user-oriented, user-centric digital space. We must remember that new technologies bring along not only benefits, many of them can also be the source of significant threats, including cybercrime, disinformation, and manipulation. And so being able to verify facts and critical thinking is the basis for a successful development of the cyberspace. Ladies and gentlemen, public authorities of each country should aim at combating false narratives. The European Union and its member states are a frequent target of disinformation campaigns designed to undermine its actions and values. An example of such actions is the disinformation campaign spread by the Belarusian regime and the authorities of the Russian Federation against Poland in the event of the migration crisis on the border with Belarus. In August 2019, Alexander Lukashenko won the presidential elections in Belarus thanks to counterfeiting the elections and thanks to the intimidation and persecution of the opposition candidates. Following the elections, the situation pertaining to human rights and civil liberties deteriorated even further. The opposition leaders were either arbitrarily arrested and imprisoned or forced to emigrate. That sparked enormous protests in Belarus. The European Union has imposed sanctions on the Belarusian authorities responsible for a mass crackdown on the opposition journalists and the civil society organizations. Now, in an attempt to divert attention from human rights violations and in an attempt to destabilize the situation in the neighboring countries, the Belarusian regime began to deliberately bring in immigrants, mainly from the Middle East. It should be emphasized that they are primarily economic migrants encouraged by the Belarusian regime with the promise of entering the European Union at a high fee. Meanwhile, the Russian and Belarusian media openly blame Poland for causing a crisis on the border and regularly manipulate information on the situation of migrants. The regime's media falsifies information and photos with alleged complaints of migrants are falsified. Fake accounts are created to impersonate journalists and activists. Fictitious posts in different languages are published. we parliamentarians must firmly oppose such forms of disinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, I am glad that our cooperation within the parliamentary path of IGF is constantly developing and evolving. And I do hope that the next IGF host countries, including Ethiopia and Japan, whose representatives are here with us today, will continue the process. At this point, I would also like to thank the United Nations, the Interparliamentary Union, and the Digital Policy Parliament of the Chancellery of the Prime Minister for their help and cooperation with the Polish Parliament in the organization of this year's parliamentary roundtable at the UN Digital Summit. Thank you so much for your attention, and I wish you fruitful deliberations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Telecki. Next, I have Liu Zhenming, Undersecretary General for Economic and Social Affairs.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas, for moderating this IGF parliamentary roundtable. You mentioned, I think, this is the second time, a second session for the IGF to convene a parliamentary segment. So I want to use this opportunity to thank all the parliamentaries and all the parliaments around the world for their support and active engagement in this roundtable. So I want to also want to thank the Interparliamentary Union for its support to the IGF. Honorable parliamentarians, I think distinguished colleagues, parliaments are the places where legislation is developed, including those for the internet and the digital space. Indeed, parliamentarians are among the key actors in internet governance and digital policy debates. I'm pleased that the IGF is one place where parliamentarians can exchange information and good practices among themselves, and where they can interact with other stakeholders on pressing issues related to the use, evolution, and the governance of the internet and digital technologies. Dear colleagues, the theme for this roundtable, legislative approaches for user-centric this digital space is very well chosen. When decisions are made on how to develop, make available, and regulate digital technologies, understanding how technology works and what users need is essential. We need technologies to be human-centric, to enable the exercise of human rights and to make people's lives easier. Dear colleagues, we have seen in recent years an increasing trend of legislation being put forward in national and regional parliaments, covering issues such as privacy, cybersecurity, data protection, content policy, competition, and consumer protection. I think this is a very good trend. That's why we want to have this IGF parliamentary roundtable to discuss how we could improve the international cooperation among the parliaments. I believe it is important to have rules and regulations in place that aim to tackle risks associated with the digital space, govern the behavior of market actors, and protect rights and freedoms. I also believe it is important to ensure that these rules are indeed oriented towards towards the goal of having a user-centric digital space. This is important while balancing the various rights at risk at stake and providing a predictable environment for the private sector to operate. I hope that the IGF 2021 parliamentary track will inspire this by exchanging good practices and deepening cooperation among parliamentarians on digital policy issues. I trust such cooperation will continue in the years to come, and that the parliamentary track will be one of the annual hallmarks of the IGF session. So we are going to convene next year again, the parliamentary track. Dear colleagues, before closing, I wish to thank the Inter-Parliamentary Union, especially the president of the Parliamentary Union. He's going to join us to speak online. And the lower chamber in the Polish Parliament, the same, SEJM, for partnering with UNDESA and my department in hosting this parliamentary track. Also want to thank Thomas for you to moderating this event. I wish all of you a fruitful exchange, and I look forward to receiving the outcomes of the 2021 parliamentary track. I thank you.
Thank you, and actually thank you also for already introducing our next speaker, which will be the last of the first three entry speakers. It's Duarte Pacheco, I hope I pronounced it right, from the Interparliamentary Unit, the president of the IPU. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Deputy Marshal of the Senate, Mr. Undersecretary General of the United Nations, dear parliamentarians and dear colleagues. It's a pleasure to be with you. Of course, it is conflicting feelings that I will welcome you on behalf of IPU to this parliamentarian roundtable. On one hand, I really wish to be with you in Katowice. Until the last wave of this COVID pandemic prevented me from traveling, because nothing can ever replace the face-to-face interaction and conversations that are so important to us, human beings, and as parliamentarians. On the other hand, I can only marvel at the digital infrastructure that enable us to connect from all around the world and to be together at this moment. And also, this technology helps us to keep our working as parliamentarians during the pandemic times. It is just one more illustration of how central digital technology has become to everything that we do. As parliamentarians, the internet can sometimes seem difficult to apprehend. And it is in one way highly technical, and yet it is also part of everyday life for the people we represent. It is transnational by design, a perfect example of the benefits of interconnection and integration around a set of agreed technical standards. But this transnational nature of the internet is a comfortable. As politicians, we are so used to thinking and acting in our national contexts. When addressing challenge and creating opportunities online, we cannot act alone. We must act together. Just last week, the IPU adopted a new resolution on the combat against online child sexual exploitation and abuse. That resolution underlines that gaps and difference in legislation from one country to another allows for loopholes that others will be quick to exploit. Harmonized legislation and a high level of international cooperation are absolutely essential. Yet, we are only beginning to take steps in this direction. Even the issues that can appear technical have a strong political dimension. It is our goal to continue to work together to guarantee the openness of the internet, to ensure freedom of expression, and to promote economic opportunities while combating criminality and disinformation, and allow me to talk, the hate speech that can also spread online. and the lying. All of this is a fundamental consideration. Who sets the rules? And what should those rules be? In this area, it is every other political leadership is key. As the elected representatives of the people, we have a special role on this matter. Decisions need to be informed by the best possible advice from all the actors, grounded in the evidence and taking into the best interests of the community in mind. I welcome very much the desire to create a greater space for dialogue with parliamentarians at the EGF. The EGF is an available platform for multi-stakeholder dialogue with governments, civil society, and the private sector. We must continue to learn how to speak to each other, to understand each other, to respect each other, and make every effort to reach the best possible conclusions. I hope this EGF will help to reinforce cooperation at all levels around the vision for a user-centered digital space, of which we can all be proud as one of the great inventions of the humanity. I wish you all a very productive work, and I will wait the conclusions that you will achieve. And please, keep safe. I hope to meet you in person very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Duarte Pacheco, president of the IPU. And just to pick up one word, or two words actually, that Luis Emin said, mentioned this, that digital transformation should be human-centric. And given that worldwide, it is the parliamentarians that are representing the humans in the countries on national level, on local level. So I think it makes even more sense to have parliamentarians as a core part of the IGF. And this is just one of the sessions of the so-called parliamentarian track. There are others during the week. So, of course, we're looking forward to allowing an exciting interaction among parliamentarians, but also between parliamentarians and other stakeholders, ordinary citizens, representatives of business, civil society, governments, and so on. And there is also, for your information, in case you do not know, there's a they are working on an outcome document out of the track. So there's a draft that they are will be finalizing and then issuing at the end of this track. So in case you were not aware of this, and this is also going to be an interesting document. With this, let me now turn to the parliamentarian themselves. Some of them are here physically, others are connected remotely. The first one is Abdullah Al-Tawadi, member of Council of Representatives of the Kingdom of Bahrain. The floor is yours.
Very good evening to you all. مساء الخير. يسعدني المشاركة عبر الإنترنت. التكنولوجيا الرقمية تتسارع بشكل كبير جدا. ونحن
The digital technologies are undergoing fast-paced progress. The pace of change is unprecedented. We are becoming more and more dependent on new technologies.